very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Run-Through, your favorite figure skating podcast where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, make us go to Lake Placid, and then immediately upon arrival of home, leave for Europe if you are not an Olympic champion. But if you're also not an Olympic champion, two of us did go home. I am, of course, talking about not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes traveling immediately to Finland, and your other two favorite not Olympic champions, myself, Adam Rippon, and Ashley Wagner, traveling home, not home. To Finland.
02554 is my current zip code.
Right.
It gives nothing away because the entire island is just one zip code.
Is it?
I believe that.
It's tiny.
Yeah, small okay. island.
I was just thinking maybe two zips.
I think it might have like another one. I don't know.
Small but, island, big personality.
That's what they say. It's the
same
tagline.
Five numbers.
Wait, Sarah, we are still actually talking to you.
Abroad.
Boots on the ground, girl, abroad.
Yes, that's true. I'm in Italy now. I'm at a gorgeous, gorgeous
you're in Italy?
Lake Como. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, whoa. Good for you.
Yeah. So I'm still in Europe just for a couple more days. So it is 6:23 p.m. and I have a glass of Italian rosé next to me. So I'm feeling great.
That's so nice.
Delicious.
I'm so happy that I went to this Grand Prix, you guys. It was...
We're happy for you.
So mm-hmm. fun.
It was a good one, yeah?
Yeah, it was a great event, but also like... We have a lot of Finnish listeners, and I got to meet a ton of them. Someone had a smoker's rights button that had already been shipped to them from Lake Placid.
Wow.
The button got there as fast as I did. And
that's amazing.
Someone else like had also like been at our live shows in Lake Placid, so they were doing the same route as me. Of like
the famous Lake Placid
to Helsinki
flight.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it was, I mean, it was lovely. I've found out a lot of like gossip from our Finnish friends. I like really, it was great. Had a great time. Arena
That's
was great.
So fun.
Weather was off and on. It was a little rainy here and there, a little cold, but yeah. Good times.
That's Helsinki in November. What
I did
what can we what say?
At
can
one point, I missed a very small portion at the beginning of the men's free skate, talking to a couple of Finnish listeners who told me that they were going home later that night to have their second ice dance lore night with their group of friends. Where like they've already
That's
done their first
amazing.
One, where they watch our YouTube playlist of programs, and they were now about to do part two as a group.
That sounds like so much fun.
That's really
I
fun.
Know.
Actually,
it's like
that'd be fun for us to do
because
we could
book
like
club.
Go through and watch it all.
Yeah, mm.
yeah,
amazing. So,
also shout out to Sarah passing along this information, but we know that. Those of you who haven't been able to come to our live shows have been looking for buttons.
We do know
you want
that.
To buy buttons.
We do.
And so we are actively trying to find a solution for you all who really want a smoker's right button, but just singular. Smoker's right.
Smoker's
yeah, they're
right.
One, they're one right.
You have one
the right.
They just
button.
Want one thing.
They just want one right. And
but
it's equality.
That being said, we're going to make sure we find a way for you guys to get your buttons. It'll happen.
It will happen. We're working on that. Yeah. So anyway, Finland was great. Helsinki was great. Huge shout out to Adam's husband, JP, who made sure that I did not starve with all of the recommendations that he gave me for restaurants and candy and all the other things that I did. So
he's a great guy in that way.
He really is.
In that way.
In that way.
In that one way.
In that singular way.
I sent him a message saying, the sun is setting today at 3:30 p.m. with a crying emoji. And he said, well, too much sun is bad for you.
Yeah, it'll age you. He gets it. He does get it.
He does get it. He really does.
Do you have like any favorite moment from the competition? I guess before we kind of dive right in, is there like one thing that stands out where you're like, damn, I'm really glad that I was there for this thing?
I mean, I said this last week, like I went, when I initially started planning this trip, I went because I really wanted to see Yuma's free skate in real life. He did not skate it perfectly, but the Ina Bauer on the height of the music was worth it.
Mm, of course.
Period. It was worth it. It was amazing.
Right. I've nothing to say to that. Yeah. No, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Should we dive right into
everything?
Helsinki?
We really should.
Where should we start?
We should start with men.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I was just talking about Yuma, so we might as well.
Yes.
It feels like the natural progression.
It does. It does.
So I feel like a couple things that I will say about the men. You know, I said what I said about Yuma. This event was kind of a mess. Like, Yuma did not do anywhere near a clean program, and he won. And I think it was correct that he won. So that just tells you everything about the other skates. I feel like I learned something about what I feel about Adam Siauhimfa's skating.
Okay. I'm dying to know.
Learn?
I think I learned that it's not my cup of tea.
I'm going to log out.
Yeah. Why?
We've really
yourself?
Congratulations, you guys. We made it to 102 episodes. I'm quitting.
And we're done.
I know. This
That's
is not
what you learned?
Skating or what happens when he skates?
I would say, I guess, like, I should say these particular programs with these choreography, like this choreography, is like not for me.
Okay.
And I could see how it would be for other people. Like, it's a style. It's a distinct style, just as all of them have.
Describe the distinct style.
So the best now, way, the best way I can put
carefully.
It's a lot of arms moving a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has them. What do you want him to do?
Here's what I think. I don't know how much tennis you guys have ever watched, but in like the height of men's tennis in the last like 20 years, there were like the big three, right? Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic. And then some people would put Andy Murray as like a fourth. I think Adam's style is like watching Rafael Nadal play tennis, where you always can see how hard he is trying. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. It's just a style,
I hate that.
Right?
Yes,
there's a lot of people for whom Nadal is their absolute favorite tennis player of all time. And that is true of Adam skating too. And I think like there's a lot of people who loved watching Roger Federer for the opposite reason, which is like he looked like he was never going to even break a sweat. And like there's good and bad in both. But that's what I realized watching him this weekend was like I just could see every effort. And that's you know
fair.
What I mean?
No,
it's
I know.
It's not me criticizing him. I'm just saying that it's
like, his style.
Nadal wasn't mine either. I loved Federer.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then Djokovic was like sort of in the middle where like you could see some effort, but like he always would just, he was kind of like, you know, had like a little bit of, he has like obviously a very specific kind of attitude and whatever. And I was like, maybe that's Ilya. It's like Djokovic.
Really? I loved Djokovic until I found out what his personality was like and then stopped.
I mean, like taking out that, like, I just mean like kind of the way he is on the court. Like maybe
there's a little of that.
Like
there's some like a bravado.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like that's what I mean by the attitude. But like, I was just thinking about Adam being like Rafael Nadal on the ice and it is like not, it's just not like my personal style. But that being said, like he's an obviously incredible skater. Adam almost logged off just now because of his fandom for him.
I'm back in because I know exactly like everything he does. And you know what? Like it sounded like a dig at first of like, that's his style. But now that you've explained it, it's like, that's his style.
Yeah, it's
his
not a
style.
Dick.
Is that
it's a style?
No, it's not. It's just it is his. I I know exactly what you mean. You are okay.
Thank you.
I'm back.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm not going to log out yet.
Yet. So still anyway, early. He won the short program, and then, you know, oh, I guess we could like say the results of this. I said that Yuma Kageyama won, but Yuma Kageyama won. Adam got second, and Steven Gogolev from Canada got third, and Roman Sadovsky from Canada got fourth ahead of Jason Brown.
Oh my God, these Canadian boys.
Yeah, yes. I know. Ooh. That Adam has been having some thoughts about the Canadians.
Yeah.
I just want to say that it took them about, I'll say, 4 years to kind of sniff the Olympics in the near distance. And they went, yeah, it's time to lock in and load these jumps into right. the program.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
They have.
Yeah, they have. I mean, Steven Gogolev was like pretty lights out. I mean, he did not make a lot of big mistakes. So that was impressive. And Roman is so up and down, you know, but when he skates well, like he's really nice to watch. Yeah.
Yes.
Jason Brown.
Can we go ahead?
No, please.
No, I need to know what happened to Jason Brown first before I bring up what I need to bring up.
Jason was just, he was similar to how he was at Skate America. Where the technical was just like not quite right. And the programs are, you know, huge crowd pleasers and everything, but specifically the triple axles were not working here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, back-to-back events is pretty challenging.
And this is better than he was on the Grand Prix last year already, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so Jason got fifth, and he actually like barely got fifth. I think he lost to Roman by like half a point. So
yeah, even less than,
yeah, he got like several
sky dancer.
Yeah. He got several cues in the free skate that didn't help him. But he fell on his first axle. So yeah, but like, again, like we've talked about, Jason's Grand Prix season has sometimes been completely non-existent and he's been fine. And so I don't read too much into it. And he was, you know, as usual, like seemed like the most popular person in the arena every time he skated, like big crowds. I do want to say that like the Finnish Grand Prix had a lot of people. I don't know if you guys noticed that when you were watching
it. I was watching it and I was taken aback by how full this arena was.
Yeah.
They love their figure skating.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is like they love their synchro.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, well,
and
yeah.
So
Finland
that
is so
like
competitive.
The gateway drug, I think, that's like getting people in the door for the figure skating, because people told me that they held Synchro Worlds in that same arena this year, mm-hmm, and it was sold out in like minutes.
Yeah.
Well, and they had Synchro events being advertised on the boards at this Grand Prix.
No, yeah. Like they
synchro
love.
Synchro is it.
Yes. So I think that like helps push the popularity of any other kind of ice sport. And they're also like love hockey, but we know that that doesn't translate necessarily, but I think the synchro does. So.
Yeah. And they threatened that if Adam Siohimfat didn't medal, that he would join their team. That was the bet that they held. He'd be on the Hayden Nets.
The U.S. synchro team.
He'd be on a U.S. synchro team.
I got to see the Finnish synchro team at a Worlds. They were part of the gala one year.
Would it be like the Helsinki Worlds in 2017?
For some reason, I actually don't know if it was at Helsinki Worlds, I think. But that would be stupid. So like, yes, it was. That was some of the most incredible skating I'd ever seen. It was so cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're really into it.
Shout out to Synchro. Yeah.
The other thing I do want to talk about from this men's event is Jimmy Ma.
What happened to
my
Jimmy?
My tinfoil hat is eroding.
Off. Tattered?
It's losing it's losing layers of aluminum.
Holes.
there's some holes in it. And
the microwaves are getting to you.
EMF. The EMF has cut through the tin.
Yes. It's just the tech. It's like he's not landing stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Not
you
landing.
You famously have to be doing that in this sport.
And you actually, like, to get the tech called, like, it is about Tech is jumps.
I was honored to return to the site of Happiness Isn't Real, Landing Your Jumps Is Real, which is the Grand Prix where this came from last year. And I was like,
it's good to see that the men are still in form.
They still haven't listened to that episode.
Yes.
Yeah, but they are listening to us saying they need music from the club. So I guess you kind of have to take wins where you can.
I mean, and in, to that end, like Jimmy's free skate, which is like to Macho Man and it's Raining Men and YMCA.
Is it fun? Is it good?
It slaps.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Unfortunately, I'm saying unfortunately because I like, it's like one of those things I like want to hate on it because I'm like YMCA, but it slaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to love it at Nationals. They're going to eat it up.
All of those songs do sound like they could be at a Trump rally.
Right. Well, he's performing it next week.
And next up, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then Jimmy Ma.
We don't know his political affiliation.
No, we don't.
Everybody.
We don't.
We have no clue.
No, we
don't. It's just so silly.
I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Actually, Marjorie Taylor Greene introduces him as he skates out.
Yes. Uh-huh.
No, as they both leave the Republican Party.
That's too funny.
But yeah, that was really like really fun to watch. And I think it will kill with an American audience too. Like it's really
fun.
Oh
my God. At Nationals, we'll be lucky if the rest of the competition can continue after he skates a program like that.
Yeah. And he really wasn't. He was better like landing stuff in the free skate. Like he didn't land like the big ticket items, but he like he did like for the second half of the program mostly have it together. So, you know, that's
Ashley, there was something you wanted
to say.
I want to talk about blood on the ice. Okay. So Sarah, I wonder if you missed this.
If you saw this
blood. I didn't.
So I had every intention of watching the men's free skate and then got sucked in to this crime that happened on the ice and then went down the rabbit hole of solving what happened, and
said
I have no
crime.
Idea. Said crime. So Andreas Nordback skates his program with a bloody bandage.
Yes.
And whatever happened to him was like not situated before he started skating. So it got worse as his blood pressure rose and his heart rate increased. So then there's just blood all over the ice. Mm-hmm. But it happened on the 6-minute warm-up. This is my detective work because he starts it, no bandage. He finishes it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened. Did you see anything?
No, because I didn't watch the warm-up.
Great.
I was talking to our Finnish friends who were doing a lore night with their friends. So I missed the warm-up.
Okay. You missed the lore of the hand injury. But my favorite thing is Valter Virkonen. What is his name?
Virtanen.
Virtanen goes over to just alert the panel that there is bloodshed on the ice.
Yeah.
He's saying, like, it doesn't bother me, which I think is hilarious as a surgeon.
Could you imagine? He's like, I'm really queasy around the blood.
I can't do this. We have to, like, no, he looks exhausted. And he's like, I am exactly 6 minutes away from falling asleep.
Yeah. So he's like, I got to get this done.
We only have so much time.
Like, I only have these 4 minutes allotted.
He looks like a surgeon.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he looks like he got off call like minutes before this
and he
event.
Really was like, no, I have calculated when I'm allowed to fall asleep.
Yes.
And it is the exact second I get my scores, so I'm not waiting
yeah
for this.
He's like, I've got a shift in 6 hours, so I gotta
less
let's go.
Yeah,
oh my god.
But so then after every skater, they sent out like several of the like volunteers and sweepers to the part of the ice,
not the sweepers
where
like
there
the
was
young girls.
Well, there were a couple, but it was more the volunteers.
You know how young girls love blood?
It was more the volunteers, like, who were like, okay. I don't know how old they were, but they were not young children, who okay. would skate Addressing on blood. In between skates, like for like four straight skaters. They had to keep going back to the spot and they would like just well, scrape their blades
by
to like
it?
Sweep away the ice. And I eventually was like, they're going to make a hole. There's going to be like a like yeah. a dip yeah. in divot. The ice in that specific yeah. area, because they were basically like scraping with the whole width of their blade, as you do, right, to like scrape up snow. And
oh, yeah.
so I was like, the whole like this like 1 foot square area is going to be like it's lower just... than the rest.
And now there's just like bloody snow on the ice. I don't know. Like seeing blood on the ice is not that uncommon. I was reading some people being like, this is...
just another day
not
at the office.
A humanitarian crisis, but a like health code violation, which it probably is. But I feel like, especially in the women's event, at least I can only speak to that, I guess. But like with Bielemans, like you cut your finger, and there's like there's always blood. It's,
there's
on the
always
ice.
Blood.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was weird that
gross
he's like
me out that much. Similar to Valter.
It was interesting that you're like actively seeing him bleed, and they just let him skate.
It was well. I want to know what happened. Like it was bad cut because yeah. it was like. Gushing.
Ashley, so. Do you remember at like a nationals 1 year, like I did a double loop too close to the wall in a 6 minute warm up and I like
smacked your hand and
I
got it
and
cut.
I ripped it open.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's clearly what he did.
It was gushing. But then backstage between the 6 minute warm up and my free skate, they cauterized it. So
yeah.
I don't even know if I was wearing a Band-Aid, but it was. They just dried well, that
they
thing
got tricks.
Out.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Adam, because I don't have any idea what happened to him. But on the topic of, like, being too close to the boards, like, I heard from some skaters here because I would, like, see them around. Like, the warm-up area was actually, like, the upstairs concourse. So I would, like, see them sometimes. And I heard from some of them that the rink was small, like, felt quite small because it's a hockey mm-hmm. rink. And like there were a couple skaters where I like noticed, like Yuma was one of them, where I was like, "Ooh, he's close to the boards." Like his opening sow cow in the free skate was like he almost hit them, and then he had another jump where he like was like tentatively like didn't go into it because I think he like misjudged or mistimed it. So who knows? Maybe Andreas Nordebak did exactly what you did, Adam.
I would rather. Train on an NHL size rink and then skate out to an Olympic size rink than the reverse. I feel like you can always see when athletes train on big ice.
We trained on big ice, Ashley.
No, I know that, but like I would rather.
But she would rather not.
I didn't fill it out. I was like, I don't need to get over there. That's
she would rather not.
It was so much easier to just like pull back a little bit when you would go to like an NHL sized rink then to like be on NHL and then
but
feel
some
like
people are divas about it and they're like my timing is messed up like
right
I can't
well because
do
they
this.
Can't like they're like you know mindless idiots doing like well I jump when I see the blue line like use your head and stop using your eyes time it
That's
out
men's event.
I mean I can't spell it out for you. Stop pushing so fucking hard.
Well, there was, remember when Gracie would hit the boards a lot in competition? She trained on, I'm being serious.
No, yeah, I
she
do.
She trained on NHL?
No.
Toyota is NHL.
Then she had no reason. She was throwing herself into those boards then. I don't know.
It's the dimensions of a rink. An Olympic-sized rink are 200 feet by 100 feet, and the dimensions of an NHL rink are still 200 feet, but by 85. We're talking about 15 feet on the side, and people are losing their minds. It's not the color of the ice, which that can blind you, okay? As I can tell you, the color of the ice, that can blind you, but 15 feet isn't going to make you crash into the boards. You know what will? Your stress and anxiety making you go faster than you usually are in practice lets you some common sense. Stop pushing so hard.
Well, that's that.
And that's the men.
Tinfoil hat holes.
Holes in our tinfoil hats. Okay. Ashley, do you want to do women?
Yeah, we can do the women. Okay. Shout out to a couple of things. Reno Matsueke, her outside edge into the loop being used as a musical accent that is appropriate and satisfies what I would want to be seeing on that note.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
So just absolutely amazing. So the results went Mona Chiba in first, Amber Glenn in second, and then Reno Matsueke ended up in third place.
You know what's so crazy about Reno getting third is that in the short program, like she just like she was fine, but she was, I think, maybe like sixth in the short. Like she kind of like pulled up. And I wrote to myself, or like made like a mental note that I'm like, I'm going to start a sport and a league for people who shouldn't have to jump. And it will be led by Reno Matsueke and Yuna Aoki. And it will be called Landing Your Jumps Isn't Real. Isn't real.
Doing jumps isn't real.
Yes.
I'm sure these really hardworking athletes would really love to be in a league where they get made fun of for their ability to land jumps.
Well, they wouldn't get made fun of. I'm basically saying these people should be in the equivalent of solo ice dance.
They shouldn't have to do them.
Don't make them jump.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They shouldn't be like, it's an indignity to their skating that they have to like interrupt their skating with jumps.
Yes.
I want to watch them
skate.
Do you think
they feel that way?
Yes.
If I could skate like that, I would absolutely be like, it's bullshit that I have to jump.
I mean, this is how I feel about June Won Cha sometimes. Like, June is a great jumper when he hits it right, but sometimes I see him and I just feel like he's like, I guess I got to jump again. You know? I do think there are some skaters who probably feel like that.
Yeah. Anyway. As somebody who could have done with a lot less jumps in their career, I feel that way.
Same.
I would have joined that league in a heartbeat.
You would have been a great fit. I would not.
Okay.
No, it's
you
a good thing, Adam.
So good.
It means that your skating is so amazing. Good. That's what it means.
No.
I'm not about to sit here and be like, the quality of my skating. No. No.
No, you also would have been a great fit.
Serving face, yes. Everything
it's
else.
It's part of it.
It is part of it, mm-hmm. though. So I think really what stood out to me, Mona Chiba, that free skate was really solid. She just went check, 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 check. But I'm going to say something that I feel like is controversial, but I don't feel like it should be controversial, but it is controversial because I know people just love her so much. I don't feel
say
anything
it.
Watching
Me too.
Her.
Oh, thank God you said that. Me too.
But I'm going to give credit where credit is due.
Same.
As soon as she's done with the jumps, she's so present
she
and
turns
so
it on.
Lovely to watch.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's like nothing, because there's a lot of pressure on her. And I understand why this is happening, but I do just like the story of Romeo and Juliet, we know it, right? Everyone knows it. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty easy for you to act it because there's an expectation. You're not trying to like convince the audience to believe whatever story. They know the story. Mm-hmm. So
are you talking about Mona Chiba?
Yeah.
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 Is it? Yeah. And so I just think like it feels a little empty as far as like projecting and emotionally filling up that music. And then when I don't feel someone's connected emotionally, I see skating in a way that's much smaller. Right.
Yeah.
So fabulous performance, not to take away from that. Like, she got the job done when she needed to. Props to her. But I just wish she could extend that, like, emotional availability way earlier on into the program.
I agree with
you.
So
that was my main issue with her.
Me too.
I mean, with you.
There's, like, it feels like this, like, homeschooled restraint. Do you know what I mean? Where it's just, like,
no. What?
I'm only,
no.
like, I can only feel this much. Like, it's just sort of like,
but what
you know,
does
you
that
can
have
just
to do with homeschooling?
Yeah.
Because when you're homeschooled,
you don't
like,
get
go,
emotions.
You haven't like been, yeah.
Okay.
None.
Because you're not getting like
you haven't
bullied
had your, like,
in high
lunch
school
stolen.
Or something.
You haven't,
right,
people
okay,
haven't
I knew
like,
you were going to bring it into bullying.
Yes. You haven't had people haven't been like, why are you wearing glasses? Like there's just like something where it's like.
It's character building. So you're saying they lack character.
I think she has a coach who's probably doing some good character building.
Well, she's hitting people, but like, She's not stealing their lunch. Oh, she's probably doing that too.
Let's move on. She's probably doing that too.
We'll move on and move right through that.
I agree with you though, Ashley. And I think I really want her to grow in that way.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't do a lot for me emotionally, you know, to have her doing check. And I can still objectively appreciate that she is excellent. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. That was
completely like, there's no question.
Program.
No question about that.
It was a great program, but was it a great performance? Mm-hmm. Those are two separate things.
Completely.
Yeah. But then seeing her at the end of her program do like this little fist pump and she screams, like, that's when I'm like, oh my God.
It's cool. In you.
You're so into this.
Yes.
Like, I want that.
Yeah.
And I want more of that.
Yeah.
So that would be my note, but like, she was flawless.
Yeah, but amazing.
Amazing. And I think deserve to be on the top of the podium with that skate.
Yeah.
Amber was leading the short program and fell into second. Honestly, she looked really tight to me. Mm-hmm. She looked, I feel like the tempo of when she's nervous gets really rushed. And so she's going into these loops, which tend to be her problem element. And every single time I was like, this is it. This is going to be where it goes down. And she didn't go down on her loop. She did double a lot.
Which basically was the difference.
Having problems with.
Right?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But
I think
the quality wasn't as like silky smooth as we've seen from her.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like where Monet like lacks technically compared to Amber, she makes up for in like quality. Like
quality.
Every element Monet Chiba does is like you could like clip it and be like, this is an example of how to do a triple loop.
Yeah.
And with like Amber, it's sort of like she'll do it and it's like maybe like we just want her to make it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But she makes you feel something. So
exactly.
I will say like the Amber short program was like one of the absolute moments of the weekend. Like the crowd so into it. She was like so good at the end on like the final steps. Like I hear what you're saying, Ashley, about being a little like maybe tighter on the jumps, but like once she was through those, like that was amazing. I mean, that short program was just awesome. Like I was like on a high from it. It was so fun to see like that the crowd loved it as much and like that she was really like amping them
up. It's so good. But that's the thing. And I don't know if people always give it enough credit. People who perform have a completely different challenge because to perform, you need to be present. To be present means you are aware of what's at stake. It is so much scarier to be a performer than just an athlete who goes out. It's so much harder. And so like give Amber props. And I think she's finally coming into her own and, you know, seeing her get an audience behind her, I'm so excited that an athlete like Amber is now not only like technically delivering, but like she's beloved. It's really cool to see what's happening in her career.
Speaking of Amber, I saw Amber before the short program and she can't like, she's like doing her stretching, like whatever, you know, headphones in all that. And she like runs over, she comes over, she gives me a hug. She's like, I was just listening to one of your shows from Lake Placid. And I was like, oh, amazing. And she told me that she listens to the show while she like warms up.
Oh my God. Well, run faster, jump higher.
She said not for cardio, but when she's like stretching and getting ready to go, she like listens to the podcast a lot.
Oh, I love being someone's like mindless little ditty. Like that's That's fun.
Yeah.
That's like, such a compliment.
I just was like, you're doing what? Because I never would be able to turn on words when I was trying to like get ready for something. I don't think. Like I would need to music like of some kind. So
I read a quote from her from this weekend that was just a reminder of like what her career has been. She has won her last four Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because she won three last year, including the final. So like that's, you know, crazy. And like I do feel like, you know, there's something to that of like maybe the getting second before the final is and before nationals and everything is maybe not the worst thing in the world. Like to just like not be on a streak, you know?
Yep. I also think it doesn't like change her momentum.
No, she's not at all.
No, because she's skating well.
Yeah, she's skating well. Yeah. She's going to the Grand Prix final. Like, she's fine. Like, she's completely
I think when,
fine.
when you're like Amber's caliber of athlete at this moment, where it's like the winner or the medalists are like circumstantial to like where people's like periodization is like going. Cause like, obviously, like I feel like Amber's potential point ceiling is higher than Monet Chiba's. But I think Monet's strategy is that like, I won't give these motherfucking bitches an inch. So I can't ever not be clean. So there's just two different strategies going on that like, at the end, hopeful, like, I think what's hopeful for the both of them is that they'll both skate squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think, like, Amber's working within, a different range of, like, what she wants to do or achieve at these, like, Grand Prix versus, like, the goals that Monet has. That's my mentality of them.
I'd love to see her put in a second triple axel.
I know that. I know.
It's so good. Like, come on. I feel like it's there. But
yeah, but she's got to do what's, like, what she can do cleanly. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
yeah. Yes.
And if she was going to do it, she should have taken on the approach that, oh my God, from last week.
From last week, Rinko Watanabe.
Japanese skater. Rinko Watanabe. Yes. Yes. Where she's been trying it all season. Like,
right.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. I don't think, I don't feel like Amber's going to do that. Like, I just.
No, it doesn't feel like a. Yeah.
It also makes the one triple axel like so exciting.
It does.
Like, ooh, it's the big moment.
Totally. Totally. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but I felt really bad for Rion Sumiyoshi at this event. She really struggled. She had like a crazy fall in the short program in her step sequence where like it was like a banana peel fall where she almost hit her head. It was scary.
Yeah.
And then she was so upset.
She was just so upset,
you know, because she had a chance to make the final. She was on the podium at her first event. And so I think
which would have been like imperative to her
with the Japanese women.
The Olympic team. Yeah. There's four of them there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But the other flip side of that coin is the Japanese women who are going to the Grand Prix final are kind of in a tough spot. Schedule-wise, because it's a tight turnaround.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we should be talking about who made...
the Grand Prix final is in Japan.
Yeah, that helps. But I guess we should be... So the people who made the Grand Prix final for the women are Monet Chiba, Kaori Sakamoto, Amber Glenn, Alyssa Liu, Ami Nakai, Rinko Watanabe. So you kind of feel like...
I'm really happy for Rinka. She's
me too. Like
devastated last week that she might not make it in. And I think obviously with everything that happened with Rion, that was like the final push into the final.
I am sad for Isabeau Libido, who's first out. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
She'll be okay.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. But that's just like, that's a bummer.
More time at home to train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. But it kind of feels like those three Japanese women spots are probably like narrowed down to those three women. Or sorry, those four women who are going.
I
the
agree.
Three yeah. spots, four women. It's probably just them who can get one at this point. So,
Yeah.
I mean, and it's looking like it's down to like Ami Nakai and Rinko Watanabe for the third one.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You'd have
Ami
to imagine.
Is my girl. I love
and they're
Ami.
Both triple
and I
axel
love
girls.
Rinka too, but I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
and they're very different in the way that they skate.
Right.
Very, very different.
One collects ocean roaches.
We got some feedback on that. They are not roaches. Someone very passionate about isopods.
I know. I know. But did you look at the picture?
No, it's a cockroach.
It's disgusting. It looks like a dog. It looks like it's a photo from the Dodo.
No, it
of like,
has,
can
like,
you adopt these?
It's a dog if it had like a exoskeleton.
It's disgusting.
No. We've already given isopods enough airtime.
I agree.
Think we have. Yeah.
You know what we haven't given enough airtime?
I'm ready. I know what you're going to say.
The cues.
Yes.
I want to talk about the cues. And this is like overarching, but you know, obviously the first person that comes to mind who was like really affected by cues at this competition was Brady Tennell, who was fourth.
Didn't skated, she get you know, seven of them in the free skate?
Seven cues. Here's what I want to say about the cues. I want to say, hey, to the tech panel, first of all, I'm dumb with these cues. They're fucking dumb. I have to say this. It's either cheated or it's not. Stop giving me this wishy-washy, I'm not sure if it's clean or not. Hey, give me a fucking break. why are you doing this to the skaters?
Like, just commit to the call.
It's just like, it's not my fault that you don't want to just like call it under. Well, then, because if you're like, it's not under, well, then it's just not under. Stop giving it a cue. Like, it's so fucking stupid. It's ridiculous.
And with Brady, honestly, like, I thought a lot of those were under. Like, well, I think like, a cue was pretty gracious.
If they're under, then call
they're
them
under.
Under. Like,
they're
under. The cue pisses me off so much. Like, I mean, we're going to talk this to death until they get rid of it on this podcast, because we've already done this once. But like,
yeah,
I just don't understand why, like, okay, if you decide if on the quarter is under or not. I think it's probably not. And then don't call
it's
it.
Not,
and if and if it is a quarter under or a little bit less and it affects the landing a little bit, take it out of the GOE. Like, you're a judge at an ISU
you should
Grand
know
Prix
better.
Event.
You know need to be spoon-fed how to get a grip.
It's insane.
God, good God, girl, get a grip. The 5 G's.
Well, it's just like, why if Brady Tinnell or anybody does a jump and it's on the queue, like on the quarter, and it's deemed to be like a +3 by a bunch of judges on the panel, then like, that's what it is. Like, to me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's landed going back with a running edge or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if it's not, then it's not going to get the +3s.
No, so, I'm like, just like so sick of it. Because it's either, if it's under, call it under. Like, what this queue is like, I wasn't really sure. Give me a break. And I'd actually like to call out a few people that I actually think need to be called out for, of the reason why we're in this mess.
I'm
Are you
ready?
Number one, Ashley Wagner. No.
I would have been littered with cues, which is one of the reasons why I don't like them on solidarity and principle.
No, I don't like them because this is what, like, you're afraid of, like, we have this whole judging system because, like, we want fairness. This is how you get something that's, like, not fair. When somebody's like, it's not black and white.
Yep.
So I wasn't sure. Get a fucking grip and go back to whatever dumb fucking country you're from. Stop doing that. Stop.
Oh no, watch it be a U.S. caller.
Then go back.
Yeah.
Then go back to Missouri. I don't care. Learn how to, like, what a jump looks like. Make a fucking call. So I'd like to call out a few people of why we're in this mess. Number one, Marie-Rene Lagonier, the French judge on the 2002 100%. Salt Lake City pairs panel.
Okay, blaming her.
It's her fault.
Because we can't trust anybody.
Cannon goes off. I'm imagining a cannon going off every time you say somebody's name.
Yeah.
She, thank you. She should have just been judging what she saw. Otherwise, we'd have Salt Lake City move on. Okay, next person, Anton Cikarelitsa, couldn't land a fucking double axel in Salt Lake City cleanly, because if he did, they'd just win and it would have been over.
Okay.
And the third person, Jamie Salle.
Okay, so this is really just centered around.
It is.
Salt Lake City.
I mean, that's why the judging system is so stupid.
We are in this mess today because an anti-vaxxer wasn't awarded a gold medal in 2002.
That's sort of, yes.
Poetic?
Yeah, I mean, it's right.
It's correct. We're in this mess because a Russian man couldn't do a double axel, tale as old as time. A French woman was lying. If
tale
I had a nickel.
Tale as old as time.
And an anti-vaxxer didn't get what they wanted.
Well, tale as old as today.
That's also tale as old as
I'd
time.
Have tale three, as old, tale right old as now. Today. It's happening constantly.
I'd have three fucking nickels. And that's my rant on the cues.
Thank
okay.
you.
I, you're here.
No, yeah. I hate it. And I do think they're doled out really inconsistently because it's a judgment call and different skaters get scrutinized way more than others. And like, if you were to zoom in and go really slow and really close on every single person, you'd find cues everywhere. But they don't do that to everybody, you know?
Yes.
So it's not fair. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm not sitting here being like, all of Brady Tinnell's jumps are clean. But it's like she's clearly getting scrutiny that other skaters are not getting. And like it's always been like that. It was like that when it was just under rotations too. But like it's worse now because they have this extra option that's like, it's not that bad. It's just a GOE deduction. And it's worse now because they'll do it more because they don't feel as bad about it.
It's worse. And now we're getting like, it's just get a backbone and call it under and then let the skater deal with that.
Yeah.
But like a cue is like you didn't have enough guts to do like, because I wasn't sure. Well, if you're not
I don't
sure,
want to really affect the skater negatively. And yeah. yet, here we are.
Yeah, well, when you do seven cues. I mean, skaters on jumps, like, if it's a triple, if you're getting a cue, you're losing a point. And, like, if you do that three or four times in a program, or let alone seven, like, someone's tech is going to drop so significantly. Like, that cost Brady a podium spot here. She lost by 3 points. She was off the podium by 3 points.
I'm not even defending Brady.
I'm not either, but that's what I'm saying is, like, mm-hmm. if you do this
yes.
to a bunch of jumps in somebody's program, like, it's not like they're thinking it's not that big of a deal, and it is. That's what I'm saying. It can mm-hmm. cost somebody quite a bit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is that, like, the judges need less options, not more.
Yes.
When you give yeah. somebody too many options, they go, oh, I'm not really sure which one I like or what. Grow up. Yes or no. Move on. If you're willing to, like, go and go, that was good or bad to, like, a skater who's out there, you should be able to go, that's good or bad. Now, I'm not really sure. Get your soft-spoken ass off that podium and into a critical thinking class. I'm done with the cues.
Okay. He's done.
Okay.
He's done. And so are we.
I think that's a good segue.
Segue?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's talk about the dance judging panel.
Should we just do pairs quick so that we can, like, mull on dance? I feel like there'll
sure.
be more to say.
Sure. I was just using the segue, but I can skip the segue. Fuck the segue. Actually, no, I have a segue, which is that.
Are there cues in dance?
No, which is
worse.
Worse. But my segue is that. My segue is that in the pairs short program, Leah Pereira and Trent Michaud were robbed and should have won the short program in the pairs, and they put them fourth. And that was, like, very cowardly judging, in my opinion, as well. They, like, put all these teams together within, like, 0.3 or something crazy. Like, they were, like, mm-hmm. really separated by, like, 0.27, I think, total, the top four. And, like, yes. Leah Pereira and Trent Michaud are the only ones who did a clean program. Haza and Volodin, right. mm-hmm. who won the short program, didn't do a death spiral. Period. Mm-hmm. They didn't get any
How'd
credit for their death spiral. They, like, messed up the timing, and they stopped in the middle of it. And they were just, like, kind of spinning there waiting to start their choreo again.
That's the thing
bad.
About pairs that sometimes, like, kills me. When they miss an element and they just
kind of,
like,
they have to. I mean, what are they going
to
do? Jumping jacks?
Take a smoke break.
I think
break.
You should have a planned piece of choreography for when you mess something up so that
this
it at
is
least
like,
looks
and it should
this is
be
like,
taking a smoke break.
No, it should be getting off the ice and taking a smoke break.
No, but I just was really frustrated. I thought Leah and Trent skated really well. I think their program is great. Their short program is
yes.
great. The
their
crowd
short program is
loved
great.
It in Helsinki.
Also, how,
and
how
they,
do you give
I don't
a program
know how you
good...
put the team fourth.
Exactly. How do you give a program that's missing 10 seconds of choreography good performance?
The highest
that's
components
a great
in the
point.
Event.
That's crazy. And you know what? As a skater, you would know that. I missed 10 seconds of elements to play patty cake with my friend.
Yes.
I know
but
that
you
the
don't
program
get to have
suffered.
The high components.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That being
but like,
said, you're. Your podium here was Haza and Volodin. They came away with the gold medal. Efimova and Mitrofanov from the U.S., third in the short program, second overall. Ellie Kam and Danny O'Shea, bronze medalists. Two Americans on the podium. Germans
what
win by the
wild...
skin of their effing teeth.
Well, and by the way, I do want to say that this that result did cost Ellie and Danny a chance at the Grand Prix final, potentially. Like, I think they were second out. So, like, had they gotten two more points, they would have been, like, in a tiebreaker for the sixth spot and potentially been able to go. So I'm not saying they would have. I don't know the tiebreak, you know, whatever. But mm-hmm. they might have lost the tiebreak. But that was, like, a bummer for them had they just scored, like, a few more points. But Efimova and Mitrofanov had the skate of the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a great free skate. That's because they're in love.
They're in love.
Do you want
to
say more about
media.
That?
Nope.
He's
professing his love to her as his wife.
Yes.
It's always been her.
It's always been her.
It's always been her.
Great sports partner.
Great. Great. And now life partner. On to the
I
dance.
I really like them.
There's a lot of life partners in dance.
Yeah, but the pairs event was a mess, and that's that, I think.
Yeah, yes. Sorry, KMT. That's my, like, yeah, elaborate.
I mean, it was, though, it was a mess. Pairs. Like, it was, like, really, like, again, there was, like, one clean program amongst the top four in the short program, and then, what, one clean program amongst the top four in the free skate? Is that correct? And mm-hmm. it was
yeah,
Misha and Elisa?
Yeah. I would like to hear what the dance was like in the arena, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, okay, so the results of the dance, I'll say, to start. Laurence Fournier-Boudry, Guillaume Cizeron won this event, as we always expected they would. Piper Gillis, Paul, I guess maybe not always, but we have expected this since Grand Prix France, I think, that they would win.
Yeah.
Piper Gillis, Paul Poirier got second, and Emilia Zingis and Vadim Kolesnik got third. Olivia Smart and Tim Deek got fourth, and Maya and Alex Shibatani got fifth.
Mm.
So in the rhythm dance, what happened? Do you guys know what happened at all?
Nope.
No.
A bit.
Okay. So
I know you were there.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay. So you have seen, and this will be good because for people who didn't have a chance to watch it. So you have seen Laurence and Guillaume's Vogue rhythm dance, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they yes. start sort of in a static pose near the middle of the rink in front of the judges, and they do a little yes. bit of voguing, and then they sort of skate a little bit backwards towards the back, and then they kind of do choreo forwards towards the judges, and then they like start their elements, right?
Okay.
Yes.
And their final element on their submitted element sheet is the choreo rhythm sequence, which is the element that officially goes from the back to the front, like or goes the full axis of the ice one way or the other, right? So they start their program, and they do their choreo and everything they start, and the technical panel calls choreo rhythm sequence as their first element. And then they go on and call their other elements, like continue to call them. And then they do, as planned, their choreo rhythm sequence at the end. Mm-hmm. At which point the judges call an invalid element because they're doing an extra element, quote unquote. And so then they just don't give them credit for that at all. They just take it off the sheet. And then they mark down the choreo rhythm sequence by saying it did not meet the requirements because, of course, they were not doing
it's not the their choreo rhythm sequence. But they also have a sheet to work off of.
They do, Ashley.
And can I just also say, like, how ridiculous is it that in a sport that requires choreography, is there an element called choreography? I mean this in every discipline. The choreographic step, I think, is the dumbest thing in single skating. And to have a choreographic element in dance, shouldn't there be choreography throughout these
everywhere?
Programs? Everywhere?
Yes.
Shouldn't we be dancing
there,
the entire
is,
time?
And there is. In the good programs, there are. But like, so basically this to me, and I think to everyone, was essentially like, oh, they're like somebody on the panel is trying to make a point.
Totally.
And
yes,
it's Sean Rettstad was the technical controller who was also the controller at Skate America, who like was really tough on skaters at Skate America too. I know you guys remember, like a lot of people are getting like low levels at Skate America is similar, mm-hmm. very similar. But this instance felt really egregious, like targeted in the sense that it's like
yeah.
you're calling an element in a place where you know they're not doing it. And it's on your sheet that that's not what they're doing. And you have very likely been watching them in practice this whole week and have never mm-hmm. thought to just like say, hey, keep an eye on that thing at the beginning because, you know, there's one theory kind of going around that they're trying to call this based on like you're not supposed to cross the axis of the ice, like unless mm-hmm. you're doing these elements in the rhythm dance. Mm-hmm. And so one of the theories going around is they're trying to make a point about that. Like you're crossing the axis, so we're going to call it. I think that's
I mean, the
bullshit.
Other side, they could have been told that. And part of it is like, we told you this was going to happen and you didn't make the change.
But they didn't tell them. That's what I'm saying. They didn't do that.
That you know of.
Well, I think that you, I have heard a lot of things is what I'll say. And I also will say that, like, I think you can watch the reaction, like, of the people when they get the score. And of mm-hmm. the people when they go to look at the scores, because you could like see them, like when Guillaume and Laurence leave the Kiss and Cry, they're like still in the rink. They're like at the corner kind of. And like mm-hmm. Roman, their coach, is telling them, like they're looking at the protocol, like, and showing it to them. And they're like beside themselves. So I don't think they were told. I really don't. That's my opinion. And I think like, I just think it's like... I don't know. It just felt very like
stupid.
And you know what?
No, it felt like they're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
An example out of somebody.
Right. And it's like, you know, the other thing that is sort of the larger thing here is like Ice Dance is just being like ruled to death. Like,
it's disgusting.
Like what you're talking about, Adam, judges don't need more options. They need less. In Ice Dance, they have endless options.
No. This is worse than the 6.0. This is worse than the 6.0 because you've now leveraged the technical controller complete control over what happens in every discipline. Instead of like at least hoping that the majority of the panel is like not been corrupted or bought or whatever.
Yeah.
Now you're hoping that the technical controller, now it's like you're giving that power to one person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, like, you like, and by the way, like, this was the beginning of the event. They went early. They went second after the Shibitanis, and mm-hmm. so this was early, and it went on the rest of the night with everyone being like, "What the fuck?" And the panel continued to be really hard on the skaters, like all night. They did it throughout the rhythm dance, and throughout the free dance.
And what's the point in the Olympic season to be doing that? Like, what's the goal?
Yeah. And I think there's like two, like there's like competing things happening in Ice Dance where like Ice Dance is actually getting much easier in the sense that like the rhythm dance, like if you compare this to like the old compulsories, like this is not hard. Like this is not a lot of like technical things you really have to get done. And like, it's not, but so that's happening at the same time as like skaters are being like, so they're not being nitpicked as much on like the technical in the sense that they just don't have as much to do, but then they're being nitpicked on these like stupid choreographic things like, oh, you didn't get within 2 meters of the boards. Like that's a call that they get. Or like, there's like a retrogression rule in these character steps where you can't like regress. Like it's like... Like we're like death by a thousand cuts. Like it is like all these little choreographic things that if you mess them up, it can really affect your score. I mean, to give you an idea, like this is a choreo element only gets a level one. So they didn't lose any levels. They just didn't hit the requirements and didn't get their GOEs. And like they lost, I don't know, like 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least 4 points. 4 to 6. It's a ton for like some stupid little choreo requirement.
So, it's just like, this is how you suck the soul out of all of this stuff.
Yeah. And I think you just end up with teams that are, you know, want, like feel like they have to play it safer over and over again, you know, and it like, you know, Guillaume and Piper Gillis both gave like kind of longer quotes and after this event was done talking about like how they like, you know, feel like it sort of like limits their expression and their ability, like team's ability to be creative, to have these like nitpicky, you know, standards. And like I said, like, I think there's a school of thought that's like, you have a ton of freedom because all you do is choreo now, you know, like you're not doing as much technical. But I think that there is like this thing of like, yeah, well, all we're doing is choreo, but if we don't do the choreo exactly how we're supposed to do it, then we're going to lose a ton of points. So it's really like, you know, if you want to give people freedom with choreo and not do technical, like, fine. But if you're going to nitpick it, then it kind of ruins the point.
Right. Because you're nitpicking something that's subjective. Like,
yeah.
It's not like you touched your foot, you touched your partner. Those are two bullet points. It's like, it's just stupid. It's just like, it's so stupid. And these programs don't even skate anymore because of these, like, these rules and the requirements and the character steps and all of that. Like, I know that, like, when the Shibutanis competed at NHK, a lot of people were putting the videos of, like, their two programs back to back. And it's like, yeah, the Shibutanis, yeah, maybe they aren't skating as fast as they were 10 years ago. But also, the programs themselves skated faster than the programs are allowed to skate now. Mm-hmm. There are requirements to, like, stand in the middle and, like, do fucking nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry, you didn't get your nothing choreography step counted. You're out. Like,
which
what?
Is worth a lot of points. We made that we made the nothing worth a lot of points.
It's so dumb.
And now we're taking
it is
them.
So dumb.
And it just, like, so like I said, they skated second and it set kind of the whole event. It set, like, a tone to the whole event. And so, you know, there were, like, more weird things that happened. Like, the Tashlers, like, ended their program. And as soon as they were done in the rhythm dance, Natalie was, like, yelling at the referee for not stopping the program. And she kept, like, she was, like, pointing at her ears and, like, mm-hmm. like, wildly gesturing angrily at the ref. And at first I thought, like, maybe she couldn't hear the music. But then when they got in the Kiss and Cry and you can hear their microphones, like, it was the wrong music cut. Like, they, I think, had, like, an old music cut where, like, the middle was different. So, like, mm-hmm. when they first started, it's not like when you first start the program and you hear it, someone else's music, you stop, right? They had already, like, done some mm-hmm. of the program and then they're playing an old music cut. And so they're, like, completely off time. They're like, what the fuck's going on? They kept going. They were, like, really angry. I heard that they, like, went back into, like, a restricted area yelling at volunteers, so, or, like, event officials, or I don't know, like, if how much those people get paid or anything. But yeah, I don't think they took that very well. It's, like, kind of crazy that that could happen.
I mean, in a day and age where it's, like, not cassette tapes, it's like, you're going to a comp. I don't know even know how skaters do it now, but, like, when I was competing, I would show up to a competition with a USB and be like, my programs are on here. Take these.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
I had CDs or USB.
I think they can submit them online now. So, like, they would have had, like, a file submitted, like a specific file, probably.
Right.
I mean,
but they could have also, like, had something changed and then they sent them something updated being like, this is the updated music. And
right.
then
yeah.
they still didn't use the updated
But it would
music.
Be
but,
insane.
Like, that's
so many
an
things
issue.
Could have gone wrong.
They probably yeah. played the updated music in practice and then not in the competition. Like, that's had to be what happened. Otherwise, like.
Well, it would have given them a heads up. They would have been like, this is the wrong music.
Delete,
so.
Delete, delete.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I think they, in one way or another, thought it was squared away in practice, and then it wasn't.
It wasn't.
That stinks.
Yeah, that was, like, yeah, that was very unfortunate for them. So anyway, so then, like, you know, you get to, like, the free dance, which, by the way, I watched a lot of the free dance with Amber, who came to watch it, which was fun because she, like, was just like, so... Who's good? but, like, you know, I mean, she knows them, but, she, you know, like, I don't know how much you guys were, like, watching Ice Dance when you were competing.
I was friends with a lot of the Ice Dancers, but I was not watching dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was, like, fun. I actually was, like, sitting with John Luke and Amber, and Sarah Conti was there, too. So I had basically all the disciplines' perspectives covered. But the free dance was, like, very similar in the sense that, like, they just were really hard on everybody. Like, they just were not giving mm-hmm. people levels. And, like, you know, like, I think my issue with it is this. I don't care if you're going to be really, like, a hard ass about the turns and the levels. Fine. But you can't do this to athletes where you do that at some events and not others because technical controllers are going to do it differently. Like, that is insane. Yeah. Like Marjorie Lajoie and Zach Laga essentially got screwed out of going to the Grand Prix final because they went to two events where the scores were really low. Mm-hmm. And like, they're the first ones out. And they lost a tiebreak because their scores were lower than Emily and Vadim. And like, yeah, I frankly think Marjorie and Zach are more, you know, like, deserve to be at the Grand Prix final a bit more. And I love Emily and Vadim. But like, that sucks. Like, that inconsistency is impossible for skaters, you know, like, that's mm-hmm. it's not fair. And so, like, mm-hmm. I think that's just, like, it's hard to watch them do that so inconsistently, where there were, like, half of the events this year, it was really hard to get your levels, and at half, it just wasn't. And for that mm-hmm. to influence the trajectory of your season so significantly is, like, I don't know, it's tough.
It's just, like, listen, if the technical panel, if the levels and stuff that you're getting vary so much from technical controller to technical controller, there's an issue with the rules. It means that it's not clear to the controller of what those are. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that Sean Redstad is right or wrong. It's just, like, whatever he's abiding by is not the same set of guidelines, rules, or bullet points that the other technical and a different technical controller will be looking for. So whose fault is that?
Yeah. I mean,
it's right. the fault it's, of the whole system.
The system's bad. Yeah.
Because you've given control to, like, 1 to 3 people, the specialist, the controller, the assistant. Like, you've given full control to 3 people. Instead of Marie Ren Lagonier, that lying bitch.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it's a system problem. And I think, like to give you an idea, like, the free dance score that Laurence and Guillaume got, Lila and Lewis beat that score at both of their Grand Prix. That's how low the score was. And Guillaume and Laurence are, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 10 times the skaters that Lila and Lewis are, like, technically speaking. And, like, it's just, like, that's crazy. It just shouldn't vary that much, you know? Like, it just shouldn't vary that much. And I, you know, I'm not, like, the first person to step in and defend Guillaume and Laurence, but they're the best ice dancers in the world right now. And there's not actually, like, there's no real, like, question about that amongst people. Like, you watch that free dance, it flies by. It's done in 30 seconds. It's mm-hmm. it's no, excellent.
They're phenomenal. Like,
it's excellent.
Incredible. Yes.
And I just think, like, you know, like, where we just sort of, you're losing the plot when that team, like, can't get their levels in your system. Or when that team can't get them and other teams can because the controller is different. Like, you've lost the competitive plot. Like, it all works itself out in the end because you have to believe that at the Grand Prix final, like, they're the ones who will win because next to everyone, they are better. But it just shouldn't, I don't know, it just shouldn't be like this. And, like, the Marjorie and Zach thing just pisses me off a lot, you know? Like, it's just not fair.
Whatever.
It's not fair.
All right.
It's not fair.
Well,
and the Shibatanis, interestingly, like, got fifth. Their scores went up quite a bit because they changed their free dance. Like, they changed several things in their free dance. So I don't know if they're, like, on a trajectory to compete for this, like a spot on the U.S. team, Olympic team, or not.
Oh,
well, speaking of
Ashley, go ahead.
The U.S. just got a bit classier, a bit nicer of a place to be, because Christina Carrera, congratulations on becoming one of our newest, brightest, shining American stars, got her citizenship confirmed, what, last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So I think that's obviously a huge win for that team, and I think really does kind of solidify that the battle for this U.S. dance team is going to be so intense.
I just wanted to say one thing. So they post a picture, and it's Christina has her brand new beautiful passport. And we were all so worried about Christina getting her American citizenship and her passport. And then Anthony posts a picture of his next to hers. And now I'm worried about his, because that passport looks like it's been to fucking hell and back.
It's been through the washing machine a few times.
Well, for sure. He's definitely like a boy who's like washed his pants where he just
left
willy-nilly
his passport
keeps
in
his
there.
Passport.
No, yes.
It looks like, yeah, it
like
looks
it wouldn't
awful.
Be usable for re-entry.
That's what I'm afraid. I'm like, can we check on his citizenship?
Out of the country.
Anthony Ponomarenko, not allowed back in due to faulty passport.
Right.
Faulty, worn down, unreadable passport.
It looks beaten.
Haggard.
It doesn't even have Ashley. Did you see it? Like, it doesn't.
I saw hers and I was like, stunning. She looks perfect.
His
so
doesn't even have
her.
Like anything on it
like
anymore.
Lines.
Like the gold, like, emblem
oh no
is gone,
like the fraud detector. It might be a fake passport is what he showed you.
Instead of a real ID, it's a fake ID,
right?
Also, you guys, as a side anecdote, but I finally like spent a little time with Mark Henready at this event.
I was thinking about his commentary all week long, just appreciating it so much. He's great.
Just a very nice man who cares so much about like the commentary he's doing. It was my honor and privilege to get him a coffee at one point because he was just like calling all day. Those events were back to back both days. So anyway, shout out to him.
He does some really great work.
Yeah.
I think he's doing the final too. So that'll be nice.
Good.
Nice to hear from him.
Great.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
when is the final? We have a week?
Yes, we have a week in between, right?
From skate. Well, not off. I'm sure people are going to Senior Bees and things, but
yeah,
no Grand Prix this
Santa
weekend.
Claus Cups.
The Volvo
Well,
Cup.
You know, Warsaw
Ashley's
happened.
Favorite.
Warsaw happened last weekend and Green and Parsons did not fare as well as they probably wanted to, which, you know, just thickens the plot. In the US Ice Dance
that
teams.
That plot is thick, for sure.
It is so thick.
Yeah. Wow. Great event. Really great,
Finland.
Like, Grand Prix finale. Like, it had it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A messy
it
men's
had
event.
Blood.
Yeah, messy in more ways than one. Falls and blood on the ice. Great crowd. Great women skating. Crazy ice dance drama, pairs doing what they normally sort of do. And it had it all.
Yeah. What more could you want?
Not much.
Nothing. Much.
Maybe a tinfoil hat
no,
with no
we
holes.
We do have something more to offer you all.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Can I show?
I don't even know what you're going to show, so please
I don't
show
even
it
know
to
what...
me. Please show it to me. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's so
we
true.
Will
oh,
be
yeah,
at US Championships.
Sorry, go on. Please announce it, Ashley. I interrupted you.
Okay. No, so the live show at US Championships, we will be there. Tickets are going to go on sale for everybody next Wednesday, but... early access for our Patreon subscribers on Tuesday. So all of those, I think if we get showtimes and everything confirmed, we'll put those up in the show notes as soon as we possibly can. But you guys will get access to everything next Wednesday.
Yeah. And Adam, maybe we'll insert a little edit where he tells you the showtimes before you get this audio, if you're listening on audio. But yeah, we're stoked. Mm-hmm. See you in St. Louis. Meet me in St. Louis. That's an old it's an old
Saint
classic
Louis.
Movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's like this lovely old movie. Yeah.
But I really know it from, what is it, Sex and the City 2?
Oh, it no, it's one. It's in one.
It's one.
I think.
Okay.
It's like Jennifer
Hudson.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I forgot that that's
oh,
in
that
there.
Ugly bag.
Yeah. It was a Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. My grandmother was really into classic movies, so we used to watch that one when I was a kid.
I thought you were
gonna say
designer
Louis
bags.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well,
it's such an ugly bag.
It is.
It's really, and it's like she's an EGOT winner. And you got her that ugly bag. I know she's not paying herself.
I don't think she was
playing
at that
herself.
Time.
Well, this didn't help her.
Yeah. She had to fight
probably
that
pushed
much
it back
harder.
A couple years.
They were probably like, I don't know if we can give her that last letter.
She's touched that ugly bag.
I need a break.
Yeah. Well, everybody, reform the ISU. It's
truly
my main takeaway from this conversation.
Yeah.
God.
These level. If I see one more dumb fucking teenager spin on the back of their heel.
Yeah.
And then slide on their knee. Like, get up and spin correctly.
I need the ISU to reform itself so that I don't have to listen to you two talk about how much you hate judging for a whole show. So the ISU, now I'm on your case. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So
Ashley, you need to hate the judging too. You got all these under rotations from this stupid system.
Listen, I've made my peace.
No, you haven't.
That people don't know how to judge lefties.
No.
And that, I can go on a tangent about why people can't correctly call lefties. Well,
I'm just like grateful that like we at least that we had some freedom. Like people, like we did different spins. Like not everybody looked exactly the fucking same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except for two people. Like,
yeah, that's, it's getting a little bit boring.
A little bit. If I see one more person do a sit spin into a catch foot camel spin, like get a grip and do it correctly. Do a camel spin and then a sit spin. Why are you, does nobody want to see a fast spin anymore? They want to see somebody spin at a medium speed.
We can't go back down this road. I can't go back down this road.
No, Ashley can't listen to this anymore.
I can't listen to this anymore. So that being said,
Ashley's quitting the show. This is the last time you'll ever see
her. I'm quitting the show if I have to listen to these two talk about judging anymore.
It's disgusting.
I know.
So
oh,
mad.
Wait, one last thing.
Yeah.
Ashley, let us be passionate about our passions. Support our passions.
Do it on your own time.
Oh, this is my own
What's
time.
Your one last time? What's your last thing?
So Maddie Skeezus is a lefty.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a Disney adult.
But she's a lefty that I watch and I'm like, whoa, she's a lefty. There are different degrees of lefty. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Like when you watched me as a lefty, were you like, whoa, this looks so weird?
No, but no. When you competed, I was a little bit newer at like recognizing jumps and stuff. So I'd have to go back and like watch you, but I don't remember finding it jarring. No.
No, I just want to know like if all lefties make people feel this way or if like some more than others, because I just want to know if I was affecting people in the way
What's
that
the
I was
feeling?
Affecting this week.
What's the feeling? Whoa.
This is wrong.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a nun like at a Catholic school, like a ruler and like hitting the left hand and be like,
no,
use
I could,
your
I
right.
could never feel anything remotely
she feels
religious.
Like,
so no.
She feels like Sean Redstat on a technical panel. Wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do it better.
Wrong. This isn't on your sheet. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, that's like, so it's just stupid. Like Piper and Paul and Guillaume, they're like, they're all right. Like, it's just dumb.
Yeah.
Stop spinning on your heel. Play the correct music.
Play the correct music. Ooh.
Yeah.
I hope
I
someone's
mean,
in
please.
Trouble for that.
Yeah.
Please.
Let's, should we call
Do
it?
Do it for Natalie Tashler, please.
Yeah. She I deserves, would not want her to yell at me.
I would not want that
no,
woman on my
in front
side.
Of thousands of people.
No.
You know what?
Would
this
you
is
ever
what
scream
we'll
at judges,
on.
Though?
Huh?
Yes.
I think I would scream at judges, too.
Can I tell you
I'd
the,
so,
the
like,
worst
you have one job.
Thing I've ever done? Not the worst,
ever?
But a notable thing. Not ever, and it's not the worst. So, but I do want to tell a story. One time at a summer competition, it's like Olympic season, and I was like doing Orange County Open. And I get my, and I just skated a short program, like a normal, regular degular short program against one other person. Okay.
Regular,
I get my scores.
Degular,
and
like
yeah,
I always
it's just like,
say.
You know, Orange County Open. Okay. I get my scores and they're like, whatever. And I look at my components and they're kind of like all over the place. Cause it's like, I'm, you know, it's me and one other person. Right. So it's like, there's no, they're not grading on anything. So they're mostly mm-hmm. like eights and nines. And then I had one judge that judged me all components in the threes. All in the threes. So I waited in the parking lot.
I'm sorry, with a crowbar?
gun. No. I waited in the parking lot and was like, I can't believe, like, isn't it crazy? These don't even make any sense with anybody. And I was like showing anybody, and I waited until everybody, because I didn't know who it was. But I waited until all the cars were out, and I would show everybody the piece of paper. I'd be like, wait, come here. Look at this. I wasn't playing around.
Were they a... They probably weren't even like a national level judge. It's the lower level judges that are like, this is my time to make a point.
Yeah, this is my time to give a random like senior level man threes. And everyone else is going to give him not threes.
I mean, this is the other thing is like, you know, the components.
Oh my God, we can't.
A skating skills mark. How do you get a 9 for
just
skating
stop.
Skills and you get a 1 for all your turns?
I need to get out. I need to get
I'm gonna
out of
hang
here.
Up.
How?
I'm going to hang here. Up.
Someone tell me.
We can't.
That being said, everybody.
Come to our live show in St. Louis.
Thank you for listening. Come to the live show or shows. Who knows?
I'm being silenced.
In St. Louis.
Good.
I'm not talking to you.
Reform
I'm talking to the listeners.
ISU. Reform Sarah Hughes.
Bye, guys.
Okay, everybody. We love you, and we'll be back next week.